wrapping up his seventh and final State of the Union address last night, touching on everything from the economy and the jobs picture to the need for religious tolerance and even putting VP Joe Biden in charge of finding a cure for cancer. Wow. Colorado U.S. Congressman Mike Kaufman joins us live after watching the speech with the joint session of Congress. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, April.
The president talked about the need for less divisiveness and more of the parties coming together in this new year. Are there issues that you heard last night that you can all agree on?
Yeah, there are, but the president didn't address them, unfortunately. I mean, he was so disconnected from reality when he talked about the Veterans Administration, talking about now we're taking care of our veterans, and they're, you know, basically dismissing the fact that this is a department in crisis, suffering from bureaucratic incompetence and corruption, and this president has never exercised leadership to clean it up. And there's certainly bipartisan support for that. All the American people truly care about our veterans, and I think members of Congress from both parties stand shoulder to shoulder in support of our veterans, but this president has not. And then the other area, I think, where Republicans and Democrats are concerned about is national security, and this president seemed disconnected from identifying the threats facing this country.
Yeah, interesting when he talked about veterans. I thought about you and what you were thinking at the time. Moving on, he talked a little bit about ignoring political hot air, likely a veiled comment about the likes of Donald Trump and maybe Senator Ted Cruz. Then in the GOP response, you had South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who seemed to agree when she said this.
During anxious times, it can be tempting to follow the siren call of the angriest voices. We must resist that temptation.
She was talking about being more welcoming to immigrants. Do you agree with that? Do you see anything on immigration reform happening this year?
You know, unfortunately, I don't see anything happening on immigration reform. I think that she was brilliant. I think to say that, yes, we're against illegal immigration, but there's a narrative out there that Republicans are anti-immigrant. And certainly I worked hard in my congressional district to break that narrative. And so I thought that her voice was calming and assuring. And I think it was a good reflection of what the Republican Party ought to be.
Okay. Before we run, what did you think was most relevant of this speech for Coloradans?
Well, I think, for me, obviously, as a veteran and looking at the fact that we have a hospital that a veterans hospital that is being built is $1 billion over budget, where nobody's been disciplined, nobody's been fired. I think we're all waiting to see the Veterans Administration cleaned up, and that has to take support from the White House. And unfortunately, Congress can't fire people. Congress can't discipline people. Only the president can. And so we're waiting for leadership from the White House to clean up the Veterans Administration.
Congressman Mike Kaufman from D.C., thanks for the few minutes. I appreciate it.
Thank you.